Media reassign investigators to Scott Brown. Stay tuned for UNnews. February 2010, Washington, D.C. Virtually all U.S. media organizations have shut down their Alaska bureaus and recalled their investigative reporters to the Capitol to study new Senator Scott Brown, Republican from Massachusetts, sworn in last week to hold the seat occupied for eons by the late Ted Kennedy. Formerly, the Alaska bureaus had tailed Governor Sarah Palin in case the entry of a non-Ivy League common person into politics conceals a tarnished past. Associated Press had the largest Alaska bureau, with 12 private investigators and reporters. It uncovered the story that Palin used to associate with evangelicals, including some who spoke in tongues. AP's reporting resulted in several notorious fact-check columns. This unbiased, objective journalism left it entirely to the reader to conclude that Palin is a liar. UNnews had 5 reporters in Alaska. They broke the scandal of Palin batting her eyes sexily at a municipal inspector while applying for a permit to build a garage. They also covered the time Palin brought her oddly named children, Flinch and Machete, to a meeting at Wasilla City Hall. Each drank several glasses of water, paid for out of city funds, not to mention the extra dishwashing expenses resulting from this flagrant nepotism. The reassigned UNnews reporters are now scouring Brown's pickup truck for rust spots, dirt, an expired emissions sticker, or empty cans in the back seat. To date, the only things we know about Brown is that he once posed nude from the waist up, and during his victory speech said his 2 daughters were available, by which he clearly meant they are easy sluts. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. My name is Spike. No, seriously. And thank you for suffering.